This parak, we're on page Kuf Aleph, sixth parak, morale. Paras Yisrael, the morale's disagreement with the Rambam and the Ramban. A harsher disagreement with the Rambam and a softer with the Ramban, but nonetheless, the morale's mahalach is different, and it's the way that it's the way of all the Mekubalim. He bases his idea of rejecting the whole concept of Tamei HaMitzvahs, in other words, of forsaking a rationale, albeit all of the rationales, all of the explanations that are offered by the Rishonim are certainly valid in terms of benefits that we can reap by observing the mitzvahs. There's no question about that. There's much to be gained from every mitzvah on the most basic level. In the world of Asiyah Shabasiyah, in the most basic physical world, we gain in a very simple and clear way from observing the mitzvahs. But the morale was extremely worried about the shita of the Rishonim that holds that one can say, thus is thus, ki hu zeh, that this is the underlying tam for the mitzvah. This is what kivyochel motivated the Creator to give us this mitzvah. His discussion of the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Brachos, and there's a Gemara in Megillah also that's a sister Gemara to this one in Brachos, where we are told that we have to silence a person who says, Ha'imel kan tzipa yagir rachamecha. That's the one that we're focusing on. If someone says, look, Rabbeinu Shalom's compassion is so great that it even reaches and touches the lives of the birds in the mother's nest, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, that the mother bird shouldn't suffer to see her little ones taken. So if a person says that, so the Gemara in there in Bracha says that we have to silence such an individual. And there's a disagreement in the Gemara. Why is that? So the machlokes that we began to discuss last week, so we spoke about the first opinion, Shematal Kina B'maisa Bereishis, that is creating jealousy within creation. Because why is it that Hashem has shown special attention that the bird, he has compassion, this unusual compassion on the bird, on the mother bird? What about the chayis and the behemoths? What about the other animals? So the morale in his own unique way of explaining a Gemara and a Gadata, so he explained to us what's the meaning of this kinda b'maisa bereishis. We're not going to go over that now because it's not the yisod of our parak. But he explained what does it mean that there could be kinna, to create, to divide somehow, to take away in some level the achdus or the chibur, that connection, that unity that exists between the higher world and the lower world. Because if Hashem is truly compassionate, then it should be consistently compassionate. It should be with that same oneness that God is Himself. So we were talking about that last week, the union of Matal Kinev and Maisa Bereishis. But the second opinion of the Gemara is the one that we have to work on most. The second opinion of the Gemara says that what's this person guilty of for saying that Hashem's compassion reaches even the nest? What's wrong with that? Sounds very nice. So the second opinion of the Gemara says, because what's happening is that he's Oysa Midos of Rachamim. He's taking Hashem's Midas and he's changing Hashem's Midas. He's giving the appearance that Hashem reacts because of feeling compassion, that Hashem feels compassion and what he does in this world, and the mitzvahs are a reaction to Hashem's, or a response to Hashem's, seeing something and feeling compassion, as a human being would, and the Gemara says, Ve'enim el gzeiros, and it's not a reaction, the mitzvahs are not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted to something, like a person who passes an abacha beggar in the street, and you weren't planning on giving any money that day, other than what you needed for your own personal budget. But when you see the yoni, you see the poor man, even though it's going to hurt you because you need that money, but it's rachmanis. And we were talking last week about the midah of rachmim, and the midah of emes, and chesed, and so on. But it's rachmanis, and because of the rachmanis, in other words, I'm responding to something that I see. I'm responding to something that wasn't expected. And my response is that I'm giving charity. So the Gemara says that type of risk that a human being should view the mitzvahs in such a way is Hashem's response to the rachmanis of human life, or the rachmanis of the little bird in the nest. So that's dangerous. We didn't really go into why yet. But that's also, that the second opinion holds is why we have to silence, why that person has to be silenced. So on page Kuf Aleph, this is now we're going to go into. Uleman domish oisim idoisif rachmim. Is Nussi okay? Okay, Uleman domish oisim idoisif rachmim. Shoisim idoisif rachmim. According to this opinion, the second opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Zvid in the Gemara, that the problem is that he's changing Hashem's midas into rachamim. Veinim el gzeiris, they're decrees, perish. She'ein roi she'iyu midas Hashem is baruch Hashem humaning olamo b'tmidas. It isn't right that these midas with which Hashem is manhig the world, that he directs all the events of this world, that he oversees the world b'tmidas, with consistency, constantly. It shouldn't be that it should be Aydei Rachamim. Now we're going to see why. We always grew up identifying, we always felt that Rachamim is an extremely admirable thing. Rachamim is a gewaldige thing, to feel Rachmanis. And it certainly is a gewaldige thing. But if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would fear the Welt, would run the world, would direct the world, according to Rachamim, it would be the end of the world. There wouldn't be a world as we're supposed to have it. He's going to explain why. This world, the underlying koach that directs this world must be din b'din u'b'gzeira, decree. Ki agzeira hu lefi chachmosi yisbarach. Because gzeira, don't identify this with cruelty or harshness. That would be a mistake. Gzeira means when somebody is not reacting. A reaction, you and I, when we react to things, is very often irrational. So I might give away the money that I needed. I might give the money away to that poor guy. Maybe the money that I needed for my own child. I mean, it could be an irrational. It could be a reaction to something that's not weighed, that's not measured. It's not yosher necessarily. Rachamim is not necessarily going to have that complete yashrus. But when it's a gzeira, al pi what chachmosi yisbarach, ki a gzeira lefi chachmosi yisbarach, fi Hashem's chachma. This is what befits a king who rules over his kingdom. Lahanig be'emes u'b'yosha. That the hanhoga has to be be'emes u'b'yosha, with truth and u'b'yosha. Avol ha'rachmanis ein by midas emes. This is the problem. And I'm not going to go now into the Indian api kabbalah, how to work this out, the midas ha'rachman, midas emes, which both relate to Yaakov Avinu, but it's not for now. But Rachmanis is Ein by Midas Emes. So we spoke about that last week, that the mother has Rachmanis. How could I wean my baby? The baby enjoys nursing. It's good for the baby. A mother's milk is better than a Diet Coke or a Fresca. So it certainly would be better for my child to continue. And there's Rachmanis, there's Taki Rachmanis. Or let's say that there's a person that you feel it's Rachmanis, that he's not successful in business, so you have Rachmanis, and you give him, and you give him, and you give him. So we know that Rachmanis could be an Achzarius, right? It could turn out to be a cruelty. The Rachmanis is not Emes V'yosha. The Emes is that person who's capable of working but is not working, the Emes would be, like the Rambam says in his Madregas of Tzedakah, the Emes would be to get him into shape. The emes would be, even though he might feel bad, he would much rather just get a handout. Be much better. He would say, have rachmanis of me. You know, it's rachmanis. Look at me. So the rachmanis, if the giver were to, the benefactor were to respond to the outcry rachmanis of me, so that could very well lead to the destruction of that fellow who hasn't been working. When in fact he does need alpi emes v'alpi yosher. Emes and Yosha dictates, the Gezerah dictates, that with compassion he should be brought to himself, to what he could do, to what he could accomplish. With compassion. That's why we're going to see that, of course, the world was tempered at the time of creation, which the Maral discusses in a minute. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, saw that the world can't exist entirely with Din. We know that. So it's tempered with Rachman, which we'll talk about. Rachman, this ain't by me, this Emes. Kimerachem av she'ena ro'i, Rachmanis, that's the, look at footnote 30, that's the pasuk, the last footnote there on the bottom, that we're depending upon the whole time Slichus Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I say to me, true, if not for this pasuk, we'd be cooked. Shenema v'richamti es asher arachein. Right? I will have compassion upon him, I will have compassion. U'pirishu chachamim, the Gemara says in Brachas, af al pisha eno hogan. That's what it means. V'richamti es asher arachein, af al pisha eno hogan, even though he's unworthy. V'zeh l'shenem g'rus Hashem samach tez. Ki ein yochel lamed b'din rakat tzadik v'leherosha. Now complete din. We ask Hashem Yontav, we ask Hashem Rabbi Shlomo, if you're just going to judge us by the Midas HaDin, then mi yamal lefenecha b'din, leistak lefenecha b'din, who could stand before the eyes of Hashem, the eyes of complete and total din? Only a tzaddik and not a rasha. And even a tzaddik ain't tzaddik v'ashash yasat v'leachta. Even a tzaddik, who's a tzaddik that al pi din? Av l'midas harachm hum ischalak l'shnayim. So the Maral says that the Midas Arachimim, this Midas that Hashem displays, that's called Midas Arachimim, whom is chalik l'shnayim, is divided in two. Shei Harachimim ben l'tzadik ben l'rasha. There is such a Midas Arachimim ben l'tzadik ben l'rasha. That there is such a Midas Arachimim that's not mavchin, that does not distinguish, does not differentiate between a tzadik or a rasha. Doesn't make a distinction between tzaddik and a rasha. Here the moral says in a number of places. That's why rachamim comes from the word rechem. What is the rechem? The rechem is the mother's womb. So the moral says this keseda. What is the connection between compassion and the mother's womb? A mother's not machalik. She wants the baby to be well. The mother's. And if you would tell the mother, listen, there's a possibility that the baby's not going to be. Oh, just asking, let's see. Good. Just look. A mother doesn't make a chilek. To a mother, there's no chilek. A tzaddik, he's not a tzaddik. the rechim, which is the name of kerachim of albonim, came to rachim Hashem aleinu. So kerachim of albonim is. Bein tzaddik and bein rishoy, whether the child is good or the child not so good. So there is a midas harachmim that is not mavchin, that's not machalik between what? Between a tzaddik and rosh kashi yigil, like tzar merachim Hashem is baruch alav. That when there's a tzaros, there's such a thing. Like it says, like it's brought down from Mizrach Magid, from all the svarim. It says in Pasuk, it's kuf beis. It says in Pasuk, abeteach b'Hashem, chesed yisavivenu. The one who trusts in Hashem is surrounded by chesed. Abiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisovevenu. As chesed yisovevenu. So the pasuk there is talking about Rab Machayim LaRosh. It's talking about Rishoyim in the pasuk. If you look there, it's talking about Rishoyim. And Afapichin, it says in pasuk, Abiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisovevenu. If you trust in the Baruch Shalom, chesed yisovevenu. You're surrounded by chesed. So Mizrach Magid says that if a person, even the Rosh HaGomer, throws himself completely to the Baruch Shalom's feet, so there's a midah also of habetech b'Hashem, chesed yisovevenu. There's a midah that of chesed that's even for Rosh. V'adin hu k'may nekud achas, she'en lo netiyah klal. Din, on the other hand, rachmim has this netiyah. In other words, rachmim can go both ways. It can go for a tzaddik, it can go for a rosha. This is very important to understand what we're davening about. It's very important to understand what rachmim is. So rachmim can go like this and go like that. To the tzaddik or to the rosha. But the din, he says, but when it comes to din is coming to kudachas. Din is a pintala. Din is a point. Din has no netiyas to the right or to the left. It's not inclined to one side or the other. She'en lo netiyah klal, v'chein v'kach ha-din ein lo netiyah klal mimasha ha-din mechayev. The din is mechayev. It's what's the absolute truth. Lo yli yamin v'lo yli smol. V'arachmim heim l'mishahu b'tzara. Dov v'zeh einu din gomer. Rachmim for the person, even the Rosha, who's going through a tzara, God forbid, that rachmim there is really a distortion. there's something wrong. Rachamim is, it's a wonderful type of a diversion from the truth, but it's sof kol sof. It's not the emes lamita. Now let's go back upstairs. Okay, so we see that v'rechamti asher arachim. That means that the Maharal's explained that rachmanis, the midah rachmanis, is even for someone who's not roi, even someone who is not deserving, who is unworthy. V'im kihu yisbarach, that most likely should be an aleph, right? V'im kihu yisbarach oisa bevadi rachmim v'riyas. Even though, of course, Hashem does have this midah rachmim. And if you have the term of Devarim from Ramak, it's good. I look there, then you need the midah rachmim. So certainly Hashem does act towards us, with us, in that way that's called the midah rachmim. This is what the Maharal was worried about. The essential underlying midah, which is betmidas, which is the hanhaga, which the world is, which is the essential way that the world is being conducted, is what midas ad-din. Is the midas ad-din. Shabab manhigas alamo. Like the Maharal says, Lamoshe, the Maharal says, when he talks about Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, it's not that all the anti-Semites, they identify Jews with their interpretation of an eye for an eye, right? An eye for an eye. So that's something that the Sotar Shebaal Peh, we know that it means mamonis, right? It means money. It's not that we don't take out an eye for somebody else's eye. So the Maharal, when he discusses Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, the Maharal says it's, it's so chaval that really, we should be poking the other guy's eye out. This is chaval, we can't do it because it wouldn't really be din. In other words, he says that the midas ha-din dictates, truth would dictate such an act. But the problem is that since their eyes are so different, so therefore the problem is that it wouldn't be emes, it wouldn't be yosher to take the other guy's eye out. So instead we have a Kabbalah from Torah Shebaal Peh that it should be in the estimation and so on. In other words, midas ha-din, the Maharal says, nekama. So we nekama, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the last thing the Moshe Rabbeinu asked for was nekama. The last thing David HaMelech asked was nekama. Kel nekama Hashem, kel nekama Sophia. Menachem Mitzarev, what does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu and Hazinu? Nekama. How does it say there? Yeah, that's the end of Chumash. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's last shmuz, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's closing discussion. Samaral says that, but the chasima of the tzaddik, you see, the Moshe Rabbeinu left the world demanding what? Din. And the David HaMelech also. And the tzavah that he gave to Shlomo HaMelech. What he left over for Shlomo HaMelech to take care of. So, even though we look at that as being something, oh, take it easy, no, it's not nice. But the underlying midah which the Baruch Shalom runs the world, betmidas, from Aleph till Saf, which we've discussed until now, from the beginning till the end, it has to be midas hayoyishu. It has to be something that goes from the beginning till the end. Not that it's distracted because of some event or some reaction or response to something that kivyochel wasn't expected. Even though there is rachamim, which we're going to talk more about. So how does rachamim fit into this? We'll see. So he says, Lekach timsa b'chol ma'isa b'reishis. Therefore, in the entire description of creation, we see what? Only the name Elohim. We see the Shem Elohim. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshatet Midas HaRachamim Midas HaDin. Right? Then it becomes Hashem Elohim, which we'll see in a minute. But in creation, the underlying essence of creation is b'reishis b'ro Elohim. Elohim l'fisha b'ro b'din. Because Elohim is din. Umanhiga b'din. And that's the Rishon runs the world. Rak rohu yisbar she'ev shelo ilam lamed b'din. This is not that Hashem regretted making the world in the midas ad-din, regretted making the world go according to din. And the Baruch Shalom said, and we're not going to get into this now because it's not really the ikkar of what we're talking about to explain them. Maral talks about that in many places. Like Hashem made the world in the midas ad-din, and then Hashem went like, uh-oh, it's not working. That's not what it means. It means that kach ola b'machshava, that this is the tachlis, and this is the underlying, and the Baruch Shalom made l'chadchila in such a way. He made l'chadchila in such a way.
How do we catch the lashon of the sheet
So let's see. Let's learn more. Let's learn weiter. Rock. So he says, Rock. Rohi is baruch shi ev shalo ilam lama bedin. So what? So shita from hadin midas rachamim. As Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash. So the Baruch Shalom is meshatif to the midas hadin, midas rachamim. Let's look at footnote 32. The Shona B'Gorai Yibreishas. The Mar writes over there. Ki Af Agav Zekadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Ha'ilam B'Midas Adin. Even though Hashem created the world with the name of Elokim with Midas Adin. Kiyim Shlo Enarak Barachman. But to be Mekayin, that the world should be able to go, that the world should be able to continue. In other words, even the Rachman that Hashem reveals to the world is Bedin. It's Bedin. Lamashal. If I would discipline the child each and every time the child does something that's wrong, I would discipline the kid, and I would give him a mishaberich. If I would do that, so then the child would not be brought to his tachlis. Even though, in other words, there would never be a kiyum for the child. So I have to say the following. What's my tachlis for this kid? What do I want from this kid? So if I'm an idiot, so what I want from this kid is they should be quiet right now. I mean, that's an idiotic way of looking at life. Although most of us fall into that from time to time. It's not my chesed what's going to be with him. But right now, I can't take it. So that's why we react in an idiotic way. Because I can't take it. My whole tachlis, I'm not thinking right now of what this kid's going to be like when he's 40 years old. I'm just thinking about this moment. It's not tachlis. But when someone is a true educator or a parent, a real parent, that we should be zayichet to reach such a madrega, is that any time the parent says something, even when he's merachim, it's bedin. What does it mean? It's with a cheshbon. In other words, in this particular situation, it could be that if I were to react a certain way, if I were to exercise din, so I would yell at the kid, get out of here! What are you doing? Stop! What's the matter with you? I would yell at him. And I would say, somebody would be standing there and say, hey, you know, it's you're pretty tough on him. So you say, listen, the Baruch Shalom made the world, Midas HaDin also. I'm also, I want to do the best things, Midas HaDin. Says, Bereishis B'Elokim, that's how I'm raising my family. So a Chacham says to you, listen, you're right, and a Chanami, Tan Hagat Midas has to be with Din. That's true. There has to be Din. The underlying, because Din is emes, and it has to be. But you should say, but you would say to this guy, but my friend, the din doesn't mean this moment. The din means what's he going to be like 40 years from now. You understand? That's what din. So this moment, it would have been wise from the midas hadin to respond compassionately, because seichel dictates that if I'm going to yell at the kid and I'm going to damage our relationship or overreact or fill his life with fear. And then, so then, what's going to be with him? What's going to be with him down the road? What kind of a child am I raising? So the Midas HaDin itself says that your cheshbon has to be what's going to be from Aleph till Sof, from A to Z. And if the Midas HaDin is geyser, in other words, it's not like Hashem feels best. All right, the Baruch Shalom is the most wonderful parent, and the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom will deal with each and every person. Midas HaRachem doesn't just mean, even though this person right now might be Eino Roi v'Eino Hogun, but the Baruch Shalom is an educator. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his efforts, kivyochol, to educate each one of his children, everybody has a different, he has a mahalach, each one of each of us is different, but the point is that there's Rachamim b'din. That right now din dictates and emes dictates that I conduct myself with the child with midas aches and midas arachna. It's not stam. That's how I feel. I feel bad. So the Maral explains them Gurai. Kaf agav shakash baruch bar lo midas adin kiyim shalai enarak barachmim af shemaim lezalchah b'din ki kol advar magashmi. Why can't this world manage just purely upon din? Why not? So he says, "Ki kol advar magashmiim hem yoytzim min hadin." The problem is that anything that's physical, Anything that's physical is imperfect. And if it's imperfect, it can't stand before Hashem's eyes of Din. Imperfection can never meet up to the requirements that are dictated by pure emes. Imperfection is exactly that. And in the eyes of the one who is perfect, Din would dictate the constant application of Din would dictate destruction. So Din is the constant throughout creation. But Din itself dictates. Seichel and Chochmas Hashem dictates to educate his Bria, to educate creation. And that's what I spoke about some months ago by a shiur that I gave. I think I gave that in Shari Tfilah, that shiur, that we see the Chazal tell us that when the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, so it says in the Lashon Chazal, it's if Yayin Nivru, that the Ribono Shel Olam asked everything in the world, do you want to be created? By my Bereishis, the Ribono Shel Olam said, before he created light, he said, are you okay? Okay, you're on, go. He asked Rishus. So what does that mean that the Ribono Shel Olam asked Rishus? He has to ask permission from creation to be... What does that mean that the Ribono Shel Olam asked permission? So we learn that the pshat in that is that the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't need anybody's permission. But what we need is a feeling of having the time to work our inyan, our things out. Which means that everything has to participate in its own creation. And if it were pure midas ad din that were applied, then there'd be no purpose, then the world would not be able to continue. Because then it would just be a truth, a raw truth that is dictated and imposed upon an unwilling student or an unwilling child, which you could do. If you have a kid that's not acting properly and you scream at him, he'll probably act properly. But it hasn't been, it's not smart. It's not smart. And the same thing could be with compassion. If you show this child, the teacher calls you down to school and says, what's the matter? He says, you know, little Yankele, he broke every light bulb in the building. So you say, look, come on, you know, kids. I also was a troublemaker. So you say, Rachmanis is a kid. That's the destruction of the child. You have to work with the kid. With the kid. Din dictates that you work with the kid. Seichel dictates. Emes dictates. Sometimes Emes says, right now, go easy on the kid. And then maybe if the kid starts to, you're tough with him and you see that he's softening and he starts to cry or whatever, then you have to go with Midas HaRachamim. But Din dictates. That's not Stam. It's like Stam, like what we do, we just get, you know, you get crazy. And then later on you start thinking, oh, no. Just put my kid at risk or something. what did I just do? That's not anhaget midas to react. So he says, so this world is yaitzim and adin. What do you want from this world? So he says, the world by definition is imperfect. Mimela, since it's imperfect, it can't live up to a demand of perfection. So it would be destroyed. That's what he's writing in the second line of footnote 32. You call it dvar magashim him yoytzim and hadin. Bitzad she'en bali tzur moshetis. They're not spiritual. It's not something that's a tzur moshetis. It's not a malach, not an angel. It's a physical thing. Tefichach lo ha'yelaham kiyim bedin. Therefore, it couldn't go on without pure, if it would just be open, revealed din. Im la'ishitav shem rachmim im hadin. If Hashem would not have joined together in the hanhog of the world, the midas ha'rachmim with the din. The Fisha Kosov, it says in Tillim, Amarati Olam Chesed Yibana, that the world was built, the world was created, Chesed, kindness, loving kindness. Ki Kiyim Olam Ayde Chesed. The Maral says, what does it mean Olam Chesed Yibana? It means that the world can continue to exist because of Chesed, because of loving kindness. Zom Ibneki Atachtonim Hem Bali Geshem Bali Chomer. Why is that? Why can't the world continue with Din? Why do we all have to be on this welfare program? So he says, because the lower world and those who dwell upon this earth, they're physical in the Bali Chaymer. And that which is physical, that which is part of this world and all that this world means, cannot possibly stand up to the pure demands of truth. It can't possibly. Because Mishpat, judgment, truth, is sichli, which means it's transcendent, it's spiritual. Therefore, Gashmi is only able to stand mitzad chesed, because of chesed. Afki bebriya nemar b'chola parasha elokim, even though it says in the whole story of creation, like Amaral says over here, even by creation it says everywhere elokim, hainu le'inyin ha'yitziya lapoil, in terms of how Hashem carries out the master plan, lemaisa, shayin nivra mikolach din, that the world was created with din. And it remains the underlying, when we have a Kabbalah from the Arizal, that now we pass like this, Hillel, loss of love, even though it's not exactly like the Olam says this in the Kisvari, but let's say the way it's said over, that right now the Ikadin, the Ikapsak is like Bez Hillel. And loss of love, when Mashiach will come, will pass like Bishamai. So everybody knows that Bishamai is din and Bez Hillel is chesed, right? So the ultimate tachlis is that the world should be brought to a point where the Hanhaga will be completely alpidin. And we're not going to need the welfare. We're not going to need to be given the candies and should be with the shit of Midas Arachim, that the world will be able to stand on its own 2 feet. That's the ultimate tachlis. But right now, to impose that din prematurely brings destruction. It has to be with the shit of Midas Arachim. And Afal Pichain, the Jewish people have suffered more than any other people in the history of this world. Because that's the price that we pay for being Hashem Yisbarach's children. That's the price that we pay. In other words, He's working with us more intensely. We're not being ignored. Not that God forbid Hashem ignores anybody or anything. But the Hashgacha Pratis of a Yid is a special madrega of Hashgacha Pratis. There's a special madrega of individualized attention. And therefore, although we would sometimes like to be the kid that the teacher doesn't notice, or the child that can just go on unnoticed, the Baruch Shalom has this way of always noticing us. We would sometimes like to say, it would be much better, you know, Baruch Shalom, why don't you take a look at some of the other chavr, you know. But that's the price that you pay for being a child, for being one of the Baruch Shalom's child. And any parent knows this. And I have parents here that you know that if any other kid in the world would do something, you would say to the parent, come on, take it easy, you know, it's not so bad. And you'd be a gewaldige, you'd have gewaldige insight into the kid. But when your own kid is doing something, right away, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what you're doing? What are you doing? 5 minutes ago, you were giving an etzah to your friend. You know you have to work with a kid. It takes years. What do you think? What do you think Baruch Shalom created in a day? He's a good boy. He's really a good boy. And then 5 minutes later, you're saying, you're no good. What's the matter with you? You're no good. It's crazy, but that's what we do. Because... because of our emotions, the seichel is ruined. The seichel and the hanhaga ha-sichlis is not functioning properly. So the Maral is saying, this is a yesod of all yesodos here. That the Baruch Shalom, even in creation, you see that the world, the name is Elokim, the underlying hanhaga is din, and Hashem created the world in such a way. Shaya nivra mikach din, shaya din nais and shaya nivra, or bedin nivra. But there should be a kiyam. Sure it's din, and sure there's underlying, you have to think what's the tachlis, and you have to work the kid in that direction, but you have to work with him to get him to the tachlis. You want the kid to be a good kid. That's not today. You want the kid to be a good kid 30, 40, 50 years when you're not going to even be with him anymore. You want him to be a good kid. Right? So din dictates that I should exercise chesed at this time. It's not like Hashem goes, oi, oi, oi. It's al pi din that there is such a hanhaga. So the Baruch was meshatif the midas harachmim. Harelach abarim ha'oid. Ka'olam nivra midas adin. Aval kiyumo iyev sharach midas harachmim. It was created with midas adin, and that still is the. That still is the underlying essence of creation, but the kiyum of the world, the Rosh Hashanah works with us, like the parent with the child. Kailam Hugashmi. Ain't a bekoich mishpat vidin. The world is physical and it can't stand up to that din. Rakadova sikhli. Lakachay tsarich larachmim. Fine. Back upstairs. Right after 32. Umikol makom. However, the Maral says, Umikol makom. Hanhoga hatmid is he din. Lefishu yoisha. Lefisha Yash, look at footnote 33. What does it mean that din is that? Din is straightness. Those are also from the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Baruch Shalom is tzadik v'yoshahu. Yashu is the midah of tzadik v'yoshah. Pirish Rashi v'taynis. She'ein oyse dover b'loy din emes v'tzadik. That's how the Baruch Shalom fears the world. Olahal imperik mem vav kosev ki ha-mishpat hu ha-yoysha ba'atzmo. Judge, mishpat is yoysha ba'atzmo, that straightness, that consistency. Shlo yavar al ha-yoysha. V'zein yin mishpat. V'dov is a yadua ki ein dov ishu mesiachas la-Hashem is baruch rak ha-mishpat. But the Baruch Shalom loves mishpat. As it says in Pasuk, t'chsiv ki ha-mishpat alokim hu. The Baruch Shalom loves mishpat. And still we say that we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but al tovah b'mishpat imanu. We know that you really love mishpat. We know that that's what you would love kivyachol. That's what you would really love to do, because the anhaga emes dictates mishpat. But al tovah imanu b'mishpat imanu. As I say, imanu b'mishpat mishpat imanu. Huh? Al tovah mishpat imanu. Because what are we going to do? K'mishpat l'lukim hu. V'chein luvu barachad shemidas ayoyishu peyush shemidas adin. That's yoyishu din. Mumis midas chesed rachmim. Vayda shahay yoyishu hu tmidi. This idea that yoyishu means consistency. It's from beginning to end. Hine b'guraye b'reishas memtasi. He wrote like this. He called dvar yoyishu ein like kotze. Shah kotze l'misha noitim ha yoyishu. And wherever there's yoyishu, yoyishu means that there are no extremes, not to the right and not to the left. There are no extremes. Yoyishu means ein lo kotze, without an extreme. Sha kotze l'misha noitim in hayoyisha. Extreme means the one who has been diverted from the path, the straight path, he veers off to extremes. Aval hayoyisha ein lo kotze. But yoyisha does not have that, does not make a detour. Yoyisha doesn't mean there are times when there's not a yashvus. For a person to say, I'm usually honest in business. So it's already possible. I'm usually honest. The media say, he could say, hey, you're doing better than most people. You're usually honest. But it's not the media say Yosha. The media say Yosha means from Aleph till Sof. It means that there are no detours, no distractions from that media, from that Yashus. I'm usually honest. But this is the way it is. Back on up top, Mekom Kom Had Hanagat Tmidas Hidin Lefishu Yoyishu V'Dov Zeroi, and Dov Zeroi. This is the way that is Roy, the way that it's supposed to be. And he explains that he brings all the different psukim in 34. That's that the version of the psukim. The name he explains the name Adnas, that the Shem Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, and that Hashem is called Milifnei Odain Chuli Aretz, and so on. This is very much connected to the Indian that I raised some time ago, by Hanukkah time, that I don't know if I'm going to go into it now, because it would take us a little bit beyond what we need to do. But I spoke a little bit then about the two hanhagas of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David in this world. Rachel and Leah, which the Ramchal, in the second chelik of Das Tfunis, the second chelik that was printed from Rav Chaim Friedlander, there, at the beginning of the second chelik in Das Tunis, which the Ramchal discusses in his Loshen, it's Hanhoges Hayichud and Hanhoges Hamishpat. That the Baruch Shalom fears the Welt, he runs the world in these two ways. Hanhoges Hamishpat, Hanhoges Hamishpat, and Hanhoges Hayichud, Yosef and David. That the Baruch Shalom is bringing the world to its ultimate tachlis. To its ultimate tachlis, and we don't always understand. We very rarely understand events that to us seem to be completely away from Yosha. We don't understand at all. We don't understand bechlal David HaMelech could be Mashiach al pi Yosha. Where does it come in from? The daughters of Lot and the Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar and Mashiach and David and Bathsheba and all of these things that appear to us to be complete nitiyas, completely away from what's Yosha. So we look at this world and we see things that are not, that appear to us to be crooked. Crooked. How do these things fit in to the definition of straightness? So there's an hanhaga that the Rishonim spheres the veil to this way that's called hanhaga zayichud, that a human being can't understand, which the Ramchal calls the Lev Hashem. Yom Nakam Bilibi. There's a day of revenge in my heart. So all of us are reading the newspaper every day this week, and each day there's another ma'isa. Each day there's another ma'isa. I had the newspaper today with a picture of that little girl. She'll have it. You saw that little girl? There's a picture of her with her parents, a 10-month-old baby. You know, you saw it? The Arab shot. Heaven. So you know, you look at this. I'm sitting and looking for an hour with this picture. So this is Yashrus. This is Tzadik v'Yashrus. And when we look at David and Bathsheba, we also say, what kind of Yashrus is this? And you look, and we look at these things in the world. That's called Yom Nakam Belibi. Yom Nakam Belibi, it says in Pasuk, means that even though it doesn't make any sense to us, Hashem says, in my heart, there's a day of revenge that's coming. So we're screaming for revenge right now. We're screaming for retaliation and revenge. And the Baruch Shalom says, Yom Nakam Belibi. There's a day of revenge in my heart. That which is called Hashem's heart is the Anhaga that we don't... that. It's in that place that's called Yehuda, that's called Leia, it's hidden, it's David HaMelech, it's the very root of creation. It's beyond. It's the root of creation. It's what Din, it's what the Midas HaDin in the very depth reveals. But in this world, it's something which is called Lev HaShem, Yom Nokam Belibi, whereas the Anhogas HaMishpat of Schar Vonish and free choice and so on, that's called the world of Rachel Imenu. That's revealed. So even though what we see doesn't appear to be Yasha, but Hashem is Baruch is running the world in a very mysterious way, and everything is being controlled by what? By that Yashus, by Tzadik v'Yashahu. Just that what pains us is that we don't see how this could be Yasha. It doesn't make any sense to us. What could be Yasha about this? How could this be straight? How could this be right? Because we only see the little pieces. The same way, if we would be living in Shushan HaBira back in those days, and we would have seen what was going on, living through that decree of Shushan HaBira, so we would have said that there's no Yashus over here. What kind of thing is this? What did they do that's so bad? And it's only after the entire story was finished. It's only after the whole Maisa, which took many years, say over the whole Maisa, then we could look back and say, oh, Taka, that was the Yashur. From Aleph till Saf, Hashem had a plan. But when you're in it, you don't see it bechlal. When you're in the Maisa itself, you don't see it. Achayra Reisa, you only see afterwards. You only see me from behind. Panay Leisar, where you can't see my face. That's the difficulty we have contending with what seems to be the contradiction or the conflict between my idea of what's Yashur and the Baruch Shalom's Yashur's. So back on top. So let's go back to the Gemara. So this person says, look, the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're so compassionate, you have Rachmanis even on a bird's nest, on the mother bird, so you can't have Rachmanis on me, right? What he's doing is he's taking the way that Hashem runs the world, and he says that the way that Hashem runs the world has the Rebbeinu Shalom fear developed by the moment, like me and you. Rachamim. A response, a reaction. Shumani galomba betmidas barachamim. As if Hashem's constant hanhaga, from Bereshis till Mashiach, was rachamim. Was a reaction. Not what? Not a defined, clear misgeras, with that hanhaga sayichet, and hanhaga samishpet, with seichel, with what? With tzadik v'yashahut? No. Because... it's Rachman. This would be a Yitzia from Yosher. Look at footnote 36. Ba'or Chodesh, the Maral explains there. Yosher means two things. Yosher means two things. Aleph, Midas hadin lumas chesed rachmim. So first of all, yoisha means the emes, means midas hadin, right? As opposed to chesed and rachmim, which are not necessarily connected to anything which is truthful. Beis tmidius she'ena nitenis lahafsaka. Yoisha means also that which is a constant, it's consistent, it cannot be interrupted. As the Maral explains there. Lekach darshu zal gamkein shetzricha sirtut, that the Megillah needs sirtut, means that Megillah's Esther requires to have the engraved, the etched lines that the Sefer writes the Megillah. The sirtut means the engravings, the etchings in the parchment, to see to it that the ksav, that the writing of the Sefer will be straight. So the Gemara says that the Megillah Esther also needs sirtut. Kamita shel Torah. There's so much written about this sentence. It says that the Megillah requires this sirtut, this etching, to keep the line straight. Kamita shel Torah, like what? Like the Torah shebichsav, like the Torah itself, the truth of the Torah itself. What does that mean? That the Megillah requires straight lines. Kamita shel Torah, because it is like the truth of the Torah itself. Everything in the Torah is emes v'yosha. Ulekach ha-Torah hitzricha sirtut. Therefore, it was Rashi. Therefore, the Torah requires those etchings to see to it that the writing is straight. V'bnei shehi emes gomer. Because it is perfectly true, and therefore it is perfectly straight, and it must be written in such a way that reflects that yashus, that consistent truth. And the Maral explains over there in Or Chodesh that's why it says in the Gemara that we're doing, that a person who says about the bird's nest that the Baruch Hu may have such rachmanis on the bird's nest, that's why he gave us this mitzvah, mishatkin oisa, we silence this person, he's not allowed to say such a thing. The Gemara says because he's changing the midas of Hashem into rachmim. Veinim rak midas adin. V'roitz elohim, the Maral writes over there, k'mo yisho amarnu. K'ein ha-mitzvah shebetorah rachmim v'chesed. The mitzvahs that Hashem Yisbarach gave us in the Torah are not rachmim v'chesed. It's not Hashem's response to man's frailties, man's difficulties and problems. L'fichach mi sh'omer sh'Hashem Yisbarach ha-yim rachim al-kam tzipur. Therefore, if you think, That the underlying essential point of that mitzvah is that Hashem sees this bird and has rachmanis on the bird. That you're making a mistake. L'kach tziva b'tayra al kan l'shloach l'shiluach mishat k'naisan. That's why we silence such a person. Ki atayra hi b'midas ha-yosha. Because the Torah means that midah that's called yosha, straightness. Umayra al zahastirtut. And this is revealed through this requirement to have the lines so that the writing be entirely straight. And you should know. Listen how every word is so beautiful. This sirtut, this etching, is what? It's a straight line. And this kav hayosha, this straight line, goes until the end. That's what it means, from Aleph till Sof, from A to Z. Kikein hu hayosha. Shein liyosha shum kotze klal. Yosha does not veer off to the sides, doesn't get misdirected, misled. It goes to the target, to the end, from beginning till end. That's why I explained in a shir also this year, that's what it means when we say kaveh el Hashem. Chazak v'yamish libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. What does it mean, kaveh el Hashem? Or that a person should have tikva, should never lose hope. Tikva is also loshon of kav. Tikva means that regardless of what I see, regardless of what's happening to me, I believe in Rachman Hashem, I believe in Hashgachas Hashem. Even though it seems to me that I'm not on a kav, it seems it would appear that I'm not on this straight line. Kav ve'el Hashem. Chazak v'yamis libecha v'kav ve'el Hashem. In other words, trust in Hashem from beginning to end, that he has a tachlis with you. It's not hefka. So that's what it means. It's a kav. It's a line. Lekavos, to hope for something. means even though you don't see right now what's going to be, but you believe that ultimately the tachlis is going to be. That which is Yosha doesn't have an end. It doesn't have a case v'soif. Therefore, the Torah which is infinite, meaning it's always true. The Torah is not true under certain conditions. Whenever you see somebody writing a book and they start to write that way, or you hear somebody giving a speech where it discusses how something of the Torah applied at this time but not at our time and so on, so you know that you have now entered into the scary world of Apikorsis. Because Torah ain't l'saif. But that the Torah only applied by our grandparents, not by us. The Torah is ain't l'saif. It's true from the beginning to end. Shvicha sirta, therefore it requires that etched straight line. Shukav yosher, v'dov z'mavur. V'elu shnei tamah harini nechad. Of course these two are one. Meaning that it doesn't, that yosher means it doesn't go away. It's din. It means not to the right or to the left. And it's the same, and of course that's one with this concept of midas yosher, yashu is being from beginning till end, and going vita without end. Ki adobishu ha yosher ein lo seif, lakach yesh lo kim ad olam, it's forever and ever. Vamnekach moira astirta, that is the meaning of the etched line in the Torah and in the Megillah. Shahilach be yosher. Ki ha Torah hi nitzchis, because the Torah is eternal, it's forever. And Ayin Shom, that's what the Maral explains over there, Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, which I spoke about when we were learning the Indian of Yaakov Avinu. That's the meaning of Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, because the meat of Yaakov is what? Is Emes. How this relates to Yitzchak Avinu, we don't have time to go into right now. But Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, the words Lo Meis, Yaakov Lo Meis, equals Emes Li Yaakov, right? Lo Meis is Emes Li Yaakov. There's Lo Meis, the same Isis. Emes Li Yaakov Lo Meis. It means Yaakov Avinu never died. So the Gemara there says in Tanis, Mazar b'chaim afu b'chaim. If his children are alive, then he is alive. And what does it mean that his children are alive? It doesn't mean that the children are alive. That the children are alive. Kiri chametz b'pesach chas v'sholom, or eating tarfis. Mazar b'chaim means that a Jew who's alive. And what does it mean a Jew who's alive? It means ben ish chai v'rav paolim. It means a tzaddik. It means a Jew is living in the way of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu hasn't ended. He hasn't stopped. The Gemara knows that Yaakov Avinu died, and the Gemara says. The Gemara there in Tanis, when it says Yaakov Avinu lo meis, the Gemara asks right away, what do you mean? He was embalmed. They made a hesped. They eulogized him. They embalmed him. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu lo meis? Ma'azar b'chaim afu b'chaim. His children are alive. It means he's alive. So Yaakov Avinu is a hemshech till the end. That's why in the Mishkan, that the Indian of the Briah HaTichon in the Mishkan, that passed through that held up the whole Mishkan is menakotze lakotze from one end to the other end. That's the Yaakov Avinu is called the one who's marviach menakotze lakotze. That's the midah of Yaakov, from the beginning until the end. It doesn't stop. It's a hemshich. That's Yaakov Avinu. Loy meis, machmas midas hayoyshe shabai, because the midah of Yoyshe. That's why he's called Yeshurun. Was Yashus. V'shnei tamam elus. Good. On top. Now the Rambam. So let's just start. The Rambam zal kosa b'seifim are in nevuchim. Now, for the next paragraph, he's saying over the Rambam. He's bringing down the Rambam. Came out word for word, almost word for word. Yeah, we're going to have. He brings down here some of the, a little bit that's different, but came out word for word. So the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Kitam Shiluach HaKan, the Rambam writes, the reason for Shiluach HaKan, for sending out the mother bird, the Torah says that if you want to send out the mother bird, so if you want to take the little ones, then Shalach Teshalach Saim, V'Sabon Tikachot, then you have to send out the mother bird, she shouldn't be there. Or so it seems. So the Rambam writes like this, Kitam Shiluach HaKan, Ke Beitzim Sheshecheves Imam Aleihem, and the mother is sitting over there on the eggs. Or the little birds, the little chicks that need their mother. He says usually it would be more kedai for the person just to leave the whole thing alone, not to bother with these eggs, not to bother with the little birds. It's not mostly because the Baruch Shem gave us this mitzvah. that you have to go through this whole process without going into the pratim of Shiloh HaKan, but you have to go through this mitzvah. So mostly, the Rambam says, it's going to be a reason, lahaniach hakol, that you'll just leave it all there. Kimash lekech v'roi v'apomim en roi l'achila. Rambam says, usually the beitzim in that state of their frochim that still need their mother, they're not ruin l'achila anyway. They still have to be bred and cultivated, right? It's not roi l'achila, what do I need it for, Stam? It's usually not needed. V'm'elo ha'tzarim ha'napshiyim. And the Rambam explains that if you see that Hashem was sensitive to the tzarim hanafshim, that the Torah was sensitive to what? To this emotional pain, to this suffering. Akidekach chasa Torah aleihem. The Rebbe Shlomo Rachman is that he gave us this mitzvah that would sort of act as a deterrent because people are not going to bother. They have to go through this whole thing. What do I need? I'm not going to bother with this whole matter. It's not roi l'achila anyway. You don't have to send out the mother. So the Rambam says, if a person should look at this and see that a chos ha'tayr alayim b'behemis v'ayfis, the Torah has rachmanis on what? Animals and birds, kol shekim b'nei adam, then how much more so on a human being? V'lay tikshu. Now the Rambam says, now I know the Gemara. The Rambam says, I know the Gemara in Brachas. And you can ask me a kasha for my explanation from the Gemara in Brachas. But the Gemara in Brachas says, that the din is what? That Meshachanai said, that you tell him to be silent, which means that it's not the inyan of Rachamim. That it's not Rachamim. As the Rambam saying, it is Rachamim. The Rambam says that the point of this mitzvah, the tam of this mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, is that what? Is that we should have Rachmanis, and to appreciate the Rabbi Shalom's Rachmanis on the Bria and on human beings. But the Gemara says, the Rambam says, I know the Gemara says that second opinion, the Gemara that says that if someone says, Al kansi b'yigir rachamech, the Rabbi Shalom, look, you have such Rachmanis on a bird's nest, then he's not allowed to say such a thing, you have to silence him. So that contradicts what I just said. So he says, Kiula echad mi beiz deis asher zacharnu. The Rambam says, look, I don't pass on like that opinion in the Gemara. There are two opinions in the Gemara. There are two explanations in the Gemara. What's a leimer? Das mi shechayshiv she'ein tam l'tayra. That opinion, which is going to be the morale's opinion, that opinion that says that there are no reasons that we know of for the mitzvahs, that's this opinion in the Gemara that says that you can't say that the Baruch Shem Rachman is on the bird's nest. That school is the school that holds that there's no time for the mitzvah. We don't know the time for any mitzvah. Just the Baruch Shem Gzeir. Right? And the Rambam says, I don't go like that. I don't agree with that. That's that mandarma, that's that shita, that's that mahalach that holds that there's no reason for mitzvah. It's just plain and poshut rotz nasham. Vanachnu, the Rambam says, but us, myself, nimshachnu acher hadayah hashenis. But I don't go like that. I hold like the opinion there in the Gemara that explains that it's matal kinev in my separation, that it causes jealousy in my separation. That's the problem. I can't see b'yagi rechamecha, not because of rachamim. It's another problem, the problem of kinev, which we don't have to go into now, of jealousy between the birds, whatever that means, what the Maral explained, whatever it is. But the Rambam says, so what? There are two mahalchim in the Gemara, and my mahalach is like it's agadata, it's a piece of agadata, and my mahalach is like the one that says that it does come from the midas rachamim. It is the midas rachamim, not like the other opinion that says that it's all din and all gzeris. That, he says, is the school that says that there's no reason for the mitzvahs that we know of. So that's for the Rambam. Adkan, that's what the Rambam says. Adkan, that's the Rambam in Morei Nevuchim. Let's just finish this paragraph. So now the Maral says, from the word ha'emes, it's the Maral again. So Maral says, ha'emes, ki yesh la hafli hafle v'fele al dvarim elu. That's a lot of pellas over there. The Maral says, I'm absolutely astounded, astonished by this. Does the Rambam make a choice when this is a Mishnah in Brachas without a machloikis? V'hamaroyim prashuha b'taima, and not only that, but the Amaroyim explained this in the Gemara weiter into this what it says in the Mishnah. V'lo reinu v'lo yishamanu peitze per mitzafzef negda. I haven't heard one opinion in Chazal that suggested that this is not acceptable, that this is to be rejected, but that both of these have to be understood. It's not a machloikis, but there are But there, that opinion that says, even though it says in the Gemara, Pliga, it says Machloikis, but as all the Mepharshim explain, it's Pshat in the Gemara, is that they're saying, they're both discussing a different aspect of the problem. The Maral says, who said it? Gam Hishnuya B'Lishayna Masechus Megillah. And not only is it in Brachas, but the exact Lashon is found in Megillah. V'loyimah halakol she'enu halacha. How could the Ram say that this is not... That this is not for us, that opinion of the Gemara. And the culture came, Dovishu Magil Emuna. And I'll tell you, he says, I have a bigger problem with this Rambam. It's not just an Agarata. It's not just a nice story in the Gemara. But it touches upon the very essence of our faith. And what a mitzvah is. That's what the Maral is bothered by. You see, he explains in 42 all the way on the bottom. Perish. It doesn't make sense that something which is that this opinion, the one that says that the midas of Hashem, is, you know, it's not, that you can't make them into rachamim, this is reaching to the very essence of our emunah, of our faith. The Maral says up ahead. Let's just do this footnote. Masha nimsa machloikis ben chachamim. We find machloikis in all the time. We find differences of opinion by the chachamim. This one says this is the halacha. Zaymeki kacha halacha. The other opinion in the Gemara says no, this is the halacha. Lahaya machlokes b'davishu ikra emuna b'das. We don't find a machlokes in Chazal regarding an ikur of emuna, regarding an essential fundamental principle of our faith. V'yev sheshloiya machlokes based on the shehim sheyochel lemitzvus or halachas protein. When it comes to the protein, to the details of certain mitzvahs and halachas, he says, for sure, there have to be differences. We know that that's the way of the Torah. However, when it comes to the Yisoydi Hadas, the underlying fundamental principle, there might be different ways of counting it. See, look, the Rambam has 13, and this one, and you see in the Sefer Ikarim, and you see the Balak Kedah, there are different ways to count. Maybe this one says 3, but really the 3 mean all 13. It's just divided, they divide them up into different ways to be shining. But when it comes to the Yisaydi Hadas, to the principles of our of Yiddishkeit, there's no machloikis. The fact that there are differences of opinion when it comes to details of the mitzvahs, that doesn't in any way reflect upon a weakness in our religion. Would you ask Akasha? You see a tree, it's a good tree, powerful roots, deep roots, and it's a thick, healthy tree. And then it has nabuch, a lot of little branches and little twigs that you could break like this. Twigs are very weak. And it has a little leaves that you could tear, it's nothing. So therefore what? Does that reveal that the shirish is, there's something lacking in the root of this tree? She yitzur felov dover dak gamkein. That's the teva, it's because of the greatness of the tree that it includes within it even those tiny little twigs and leaves. The fact that you have these delicate little leaves at the end of a branch of this tree, that doesn't reveal a weakness of the tree. Has these little twigs. Of course those things, the further away you get from the root, the greater the weakness, of course. If you would have something which to begin with is a very, very thin little sapling, it's not, doesn't have any koyach at all, the tree itself is nothing. That's a chalishus. All the machloikis in the Chazal have an halacha, that's only with the leaves and the twigs. Those machloikis are by the leaves and by the twigs that are farther away from the root. V'heim dvarim pratim, certain details. She'yev sh'shalei etzdaif l'mitzvah dvarim pratim dakim ashev hem ha-machloikis l'dakusum l'goyla Torah. But this is all because of the greatness of Torah itself. The Torah is so vast, it's so great, it's so expansive. She'yesh anofim dakim gamkem b'lishu, that has an infinite amount of tiny little branches and leaves that come from it. Commercially, yamon habi'ilon, like you see the vice tree. But the fact is that there's no machlokas by the root. There's nobody interfering with the root. There's nobody that dares come into that root. And you can't just go there and tear the root. The root is strong, it's powerful. And legoidal And because of the greatness of the shayrish and the strength and the power of the tree, it branches off and has tiny little leaves and all types of twigs and things growing from it. And they're prati, prati, prati. And in there, that reveals the strength and the power of the root. And in there are differences there. And there appears to be less strength and less consistency. This itself is a very big Torah. The Maharal says that this is a fascinating moshel that he's using to explain the inyan of machlokes that we have in mitzvahs, in halacha, and it's something which he discusses at length in the Sefer Ber HaGoyla. Now, this is the Rambam. The Rambam is not finished with his attack on the Rambam, but first he's going to bring the Ramban. The Ramban is a modified version of the Rambam, and in general, the Maharal has tremendous derech eretz for the Ramban, as I said last time, because the Ramban he calls him a kubal aloki, a godly mekubal, and he has more derech eretz still. He feels that in this inyan, the Ramban was mistaken. In this inyan. So after Yontif, it's a sham. So after Yontif, that's Thursday after Yontif, we'll continue, it's a sham, with the Ramban. Everybody should have Mitzvah. Most of you will see. I hope I'll see here or there that everybody should have Mitzvah Shema. Shabbat Ferlach in Yontif, Achak Kosh, V'Samech, that Simchas Yontif with your families. You should be Nizah from a Mashu of Chametz. And that's chus, the Baruch Shem should be mekayim his promise of kimei tzeis chamei es Mitzrayim, and then is that he'll take us out of this Mitzrayim to win. And we could all use a geula. Because if b'derech haseichel, we see no way out. It's a good thing the Baruch Shem is running the world. Because b'derech haseichel, when you think about the matzev in Eretz Yisrael, it's impossible to understand. So it must be that the Baruch Shem is preparing some unbelievable mapala. I said on Purim something that from the Maharal. I know it's late. I'm sorry, but just one last thing for Yontif. I said something on Purim. I don't know. I it was a little bit. It was by the Suda, so I don't remember exactly the but it was something that to the effect of that you see the Maharal says that you see the Baruch Shalom when he wants to run a country, a nation, a certain way, he sees to it that. In other words, if that nation is going to be run, if the Baruch Shalom sees that right now, it has to be, he has to show chesed to this particular nation. So then he'll see to it that a certain kind of a king is elected that'll fear the malchus with chesed. So in other words, he's knighted to chesed, and this way the kingdom will be run according to the midah of chesed. And if it's din, then it'll be a different one where that king or that president, the prime minister, will feel like the midah sadin. The Maharal says, but then you see by Shushan, that in Shushan the most unbelievable love that Hashem had for the Jewish people is revealed, and that he had a melech Achashverosh and a person like Haman in control. So he says, because there are times in this world where the Baruch Shalom shows us, the Baruch Shalom says to us, move over, just get out of the way. So even though it looks like it's the opposite, Achashverosh, and what? And Davke, in that place was revealed of an Ahapichu from the darkness to the light. It means that there's a Midah of Hashem, not that the people, and we also know that Hu Achashverosh, what does Rashi say at the beginning there? Hamadach Mahid of Akush, that the people didn't want him. Nobody wanted Achashverosh. They didn't want him. He wasn't elected. He wasn't desirable. He got in because of the Mishpach, but he was nobody. He was nobody. Right? But he got in like this. So it wasn't mean that there was, so I said that you see that even now that Baruch Hashem things are settling down a little bit better as far as this administration Ben Mitzad the Yonim here and Ben Mitzad in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier to deal with. But you see, it's an interesting thing that there was a whole machloikas this year whether or not he was really elected. It's an interesting thing. It's machloikas. So the popular vote was that he wasn't elected. So whenever that happens, it means the Baruch Shalom says, I'm taking over this place. So the Baruch Shalom is Malchus. Because the people didn't want it, and yet it was. Right? And that's why I said that Bush is the Isis. Vishav Hashem Lokech, Vishav Hashem Lokech Ashusa. Vishav. Vishav means the Baruch Shalom is taking care of us. Vishav is the Isis Bush. And that Bush is the Gematria, Yimlech Hashem Loilam. Bush is going to Yimlech Hashem Loilam, not because of him. Hanafki Minif from Texas, from I don't make a difference to me. He should be well. I have no tinnitus, but that doesn't make a difference. That's not the point. The point is, as the Baruch Shalom fears the Welt, So right now, the matzah that's in the world, that's in Eretz Yisrael, and you think about this whole thing here with Sharon, and if someone had said to you last year that Arik Sharon is going to be premier, that's another thing. The whole thing is so odd. Everything is so strange, what's going on. So instead of becoming depressed, Chalilu, we should daven to see a Yeshua that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Mistami, he's taking over the controls. And if he's taking over the controls, even though he always is in control, but there's something very remarkable that's going to be revealed in Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichet to see with our eyes, each and every one of us, to be able to share in the Simcha of Gulos and Yeshua Shem Shei Yisrael. Okay,